We have a local sports team in the area in which I live. Sports interest me, I guess, but I am not really interested enough to listen or watch every game. And sometimes when people ask me what I thought about how they're doing, I have to ask them, well, are they doing well or not? And they look at me like I'm from outer space. It's because I don't care that much about sports. You know, the things of the world are the same way with the people of God. We're interested to a certain extent about what's going on. We like having a comfortable home and having clothes to wear and all those things that have to interest us. But we take a different attitude toward that. It's because we love God supremely and love others sincerely that sometimes that leads us into a simpler life. Here's how the Apostle John put it. Chapter 2, verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lusts of the world are passing away. But he that does the will of God lives forever. You see, when our love is for the Father, and Jesus Christ, His Son, and we're filled with the Holy Spirit, the things of the world do not hold that great attraction for us that they used to hold. We still like to be entertained, but we don't constantly chase entertainment. We like sports, but it doesn't consume our whole lives. We are aware of politics that's going on, but we do not let it consume us. And there are times when we get so wrapped up in the things of the world, God says, you must take a step back. Remember me, because all of these things are fading away. We get older. We die. Economies thrive and they suffer. Politics can change from day to day to day. Nothing is forever except God and our life with Him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, teach me your love and draw me away from the love of what's in the world. I pray, O Father, that you would help me deal with the things I must deal with in this world and be aware of the things that are essential so that I am a part of this world, but I am not of the world. I pray your blessings in this regard today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.